All right. Did button check. Drive a car now. Okay. How do I? 69 minutes to work. Okay. I was going to go to the gas station. And get a Rockstar recovery and some kind of food thing. Some kind of bar-based food. But we had some bar-based food here in the house. And I had a big, well, not the biggest, a 16-ounce Red Bull. So I thought I would just grab that stuff. And get on the road. But this bar, it says Robert Irvine's Fit Crunch. And it's the only six-layer baked bar, it says. And it says it's birthday cake flavored, which I don't know that I'd miss. Well, we're gonna get into this birthday cake flavored bar, I guess. Gluten-free, 30 grams of protein. Food for people who don't, it doesn't actually say that on there. Food for people that don't have time for food. Or actually, I mean, you know, people that are trying to, like, get protein for some kind of exercise-based situation. I don't really know. I don't know what these things are for. Try and take a bite of this thing before I go past the gas station in case it's so disgusting that we need to stop. Okay, alright. Here we go. Of a vanilla kind of. I didn't watch that Street Fighter thing. Didn't feel like I needed to see that. Kind of suspected I knew how that was going to end up going. I was actually playing Street Fighter while that was happening, so... feel pretty okay about that. Playing Street Fighter for that window where you could play Street Fighter, you know, prior to its actual domestic release. And then at 9:09 last night, everything just fucking took a shit. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm done. I had two matches after the game came out. And I think I won them both. I don't remember. And then that was that. And then on my way out the door this morning, I fired it up real quick just to see. You know, if they had gotten things together, and it seemed to be no. Their Twitter account was like, oh, it's back, but you may get disconnected randomly. And when I launched the game, it didn't connect. I had to retry once or twice. Once. Just once. And then it did not find a match. So. Yeah, I don't know. Birthday cake flavor thing ain't too bad. As these sort of weird bars go. Put up fucking metering lights on my on-ramp. Fuck that shit. Oh, that's the worst. I mean, they're not on, but... modes that are missing, like the way the game plays while the servers are down, like the stuff you lose out on while you're not connected to a server, even for playing the offline, you know, the single player modes and stuff, like. There's some similarities there to stuff like Call of Duty, where you get certain types of players that just take this very narrow view of it, and you're like, well, whatever, as long as I can play local versus, I don't care what else is in the game. You're like, okay, that's fine, but even you would certainly agree that the game would be better and more appealing if it had a more robust feature set, right? I mean, you're not that far gone, right? I mean, they're still charging the same $60 for it they charged for Street Fighter 4 and they charge for most other games. It's not like it's some special outlier, you know? It's not some weird edge case. It's a game that launched with the thing you want to do. And on top of that, the thing you want to do with it doesn't work. Like, forget the modes that are missing for a bit. And, like, the thing you want to do with Street Fighter V, play it against other people, is hamstrung by the servers being offline. Or fucked, you know, or they're technically online, so. Yeah, like, the Battle Lounge is limited to two players. That's not a lounge. That's not a lobby. Like, rushing it out to meet the need. Like, they rushed it out to meet business needs, you know, if you think about it. Like, they, oh, but we've got to put it out because Capcom Cup happens on this date, and then we got to do this and do that. Like, that's not unlike someone going, like, well, you know, our quarter ends here, so the game has to come out here so we can make this money and do this. Like, you know, hey, they had a bunch of fucking marketing plans lined up, basically. That's what the Capcom Cup is. Marketing for their game. So instead of pushing it back and launching it proper, they fucking farted it out the door. As like a, you know, like a, what, a minimum viable product? Or thereabouts. And that's, you know, whatever. That, you know, that's fine. You know, I don't think they should have done that. I would have preferred that they launched a more fully featured game. And that their servers were ready to handle the load, and, you know, that it worked well. But for people to just, like, you know, take all that in and go, like, no, it's fine. It's just, it's its own thing. You can't, you know, like, no, you're fucking, you're buying into, like, a certain specific level of bullshit here that is 100% not okay. And you get people saying, like, oh, well, you know, it's the pro players that matter anyway. Like, the casual fan, like, I don't know that I agree with that, but I don't have the numbers to say one way or the other. But the thing I would say is that, like, if a fighting game on the stage, with the stage of a new Street Fighter release, is incapable of making new competitive stars for that scene, then that's a problem. You know, if they don't have the modes in place to really help people get from zero to Daigo, then, you know, then they're just appealing to the people that would have bought it no matter what, and no one else. So, I, you know, like, people taking that very narrow-minded approach, I feel like, are being super short-sighted about, like, the actual benefits of a Street Fighter V that is properly good at training people how to play it well, or getting people over, like, the first third of it, right? You know? Because it's got the replay system, like this kind of Dota-like replay library. We can just go watch any match that has ever happened, theoretically. I mean, maybe they'll start scrolling off the end eventually. I don't know if they have infinite storage for that stuff or what, but I guess I don't know if Dota has that also. You know, like, there's value in watching the replays, but you kind of have to know a fair amount about the game already to understand what the replays can show you, you know? Like, if you just look at the animation and go, like, well, that guy punched that guy. Like, no, you need to, like, sit there and go, like, no, he did, like, crouching fucking medium fucking punch into this. You know, you need to be able to break it down that way. And like, people fresh out of the fucking box are not going to be able to do that because the tools don't exist to get people to a place where that type of teaching can help. Dota replays go away after a week? Okay, all right. That's unfortunate. It'd be nice if there was just, like, this widening forever library of replays for Dota. That seems like that would be cool. And it seems like something that Capcom is at least, like, consider. I guess I don't know. I don't, you know, but if you look at all their replay functionality, it shows the version number that the replay was recorded in. So theoretically, then, if you were 9 versions later and you went back to watch, like, it would still, like, the implication there is that it would know to show it in, like, the replay running back in that specific version of the game. Which is a cool concept. And, you know, they've got all this stat tracking and stuff that, like, you know, you could stare at and go, like, okay, well, like, here's the thing. Here's a very specific thing that I do right now that I'm trying to break myself up a little bit, but it's, like, it's better. So I'm trying to take my matches a little more seriously so far. I'm trying to play better. I'm trying to figure out, like, what are the dumb things that I do that, like, make me kind of my own worst enemy at fighting games. And it's like, it's, you know, I jump in too much, I'm too aggressive, I don't wait for the other player to make a mistake and then punish them for it, ever. Like, I'm just always trying to go, which is a bad way to play, and in Street Fighter V, which is kind of a more aggressive game if you play it that way. Like, that's even worse, because it means you're just standing up ready to take the next hit even more often than you were in Street Fighter IV and some other fighting games. So, like, it'd be nice to be able to break myself of those habits. So I'm trying to play more patiently, but I don't know what to do. When I have these opportunities to where, like, okay, I've blocked a big attack, I've blocked something that leaves an opening, I don't always know what attack fits in each opening. So I'm going with, like, I'm playing Ryu almost exclusively, and so I'm going with, like, crouching roundhouse, like crouching hard kick, which, you know, is a knockdown and, you know, does a decent damage for a normal, you know, or whatever, you know, like, it's the thing that I've been leaning on, but it's, you know, it doesn't get out there for a handful of frames, so, you know, there are some windows that are too small for that foot to fit in there, so it becomes like, okay, well, what should I actually be doing? So right now I'm working on the patience part of it, of, like, okay, let them come to you, let them make the mistake. But when they get in close and start making those mistakes, I'm not always, now, like, I'm not always prepped to respond. And so that becomes like, okay, well, what, you know, what do I respond to these sorts of things with? Like, what, you know, when do I do stuff? When do I hit back? What do I hit back with? And, you know, that's stuff that, like, you know, I feel like I've played enough Street Fighter over the years that I can watch the replays and get a sense of some of that stuff. I can watch high-ranking players play those matchups and try to figure out, like, okay, well, what are they doing when this happens? What are they doing when this happens? And eventually maybe pick some of that stuff up. But that's me having, you know, decades of experience with Street Fighter at this point at a, you know, like, what, a middling level? if that, you know, someone who doesn't necessarily have that history, someone who's coming in a little fresher, they need more feedback. And I think it would be better for them, but also it would be better for the game and the scene and everything else if it was easier for those players to get that feedback. Easier for players to really break down their game and go, like, okay, what am I doing here? What am I doing wrong? You know, like really, if they could spell it out for people slightly better. Or at all. I mean, they're kind of not doing it that much now. Especially because all the stats are broken right now. So when you go into the fighter profiles and go like, oh, how many fucking crouching this am I throwing? And how often does it hit? And then, like, none of that stuff works. It's all there, but it's all just zeros. You know, there's no tutorial. I mean, well, okay, there is a tutorial, but it doesn't even tell you how to get up quickly. Like, one of the things that's... Or how that system has changed from Street Fighter 4. Like, the tutorial is a fucking joke. It's like, hey, did you know you can walk? Here's how you block stuff. And also, you can do a V-trigger, which is, like, a weird, like, thing to show you right now, considering what else we have shown you thus far, but hey. Like, it's this, like, super half-assed thing that doesn't... I can't imagine that would help anyone. Like, the tutorial basically is like, oh, and also Ryu can kind of parry this fireball. We're not going to tell you what that means or why or what else you could do with that move. Just, it nullifies attacks. All right, see ya. Get in there. And obviously, you know, like, whatever. You could definitely take the stance, you take the approach of like, well, in arcades, no one had that. You maybe bought a magazine. You maybe bought EGM when they spent a year fucking posting Street Fighter stuff in the book. Or whatever, but... Again, like, games are capable of more. Like, you could rely on that stuff and, you know, the people that come up through that way, maybe they're a little harder, they're a little tougher, but no, it, like... It's the WWE situation. They gotta make new stars. They have to make a lot of them. They have to get more people interested in that end of the game. If they really want to care about all this Capcom Cup bullshit and Evo and all this other stuff, like, if they really want to, like, have this game be there, like, shouldn't it also be a game that is friendly to new players in a way that shows them the path? It doesn't walk them down the path. Nothing can walk you down the path. But a few more breadcrumbs, a few more little things here and there. You know, they're just like, hey, you know, here's another character's V-trigger. We're going to let you kind of, like, train against it and tell you a few things about it. And then also even, but that's stuff even, like, a story mode contributes to that end to some degree. Like, stuff that gets, like, more people playing the game, period. You know, you look at how well Mortal Kombat sells each time it's out, and it's because characters care about those, or because players care about those characters and that lore. And also that you can fucking rip each other's heads off and shit, you know, like, you know, whatever, it is what it is, but it gets people interested in that game that, in some ways, maybe they shouldn't be. But some of those players get in and stay in. And they stay deep enough to play it all the way through. And they stay in to, you know, play competitively and get really good at the game and all that other, you know, like that. There must be some percentage of players that come through that way. You know, Street Fighter doesn't have any of that. Like, the ramp to greatness, the path, like, it feels like the first third of it is just missing. you go look at the challenges, which, you know, they're not in the game yet, but if you go into the fighter profiles, you can at least see what the different titles of the challenges are. And they look like the basics. They look like the things you actually want to, you know, it's like, hey, here's cross-ups, here's, you know, using your techniques, here's doing that, like, you know, I look at those and go like, oh, if those are done well, like, there's actually a potential there for those to be really useful. But it's hard to say right now, because those won't be in until next month. This game should have come out in March. With the, whatever the March update stuff in, day one. And the businessing they did made it so that they couldn't do that. Game feels like early access. And now I'm drinking this Red Bull. Oh, the story stuff. Yeah, the story stuff. That art is fucking terrible. So much of that shit looks so bad. Sean has red hair. Keep in mind that Street Fighter V takes place between Street Fighter IV and Street Fighter III. So by Street Fighter III, Sean will look like Sean, right? I don't know. I don't know. Fucking who knows. I'm trying to remember where the alpha games fit in to the timeline. Weren't they set between 1 and 2? Were all of them set there? Because Birdie was always big in alpha, right? because there's story stuff in this game where they kind of allude, like people say, like, he was muscled, not fat. Okay, all right, that makes sense. Because I was thinking back to, like, Street Fighter 1 Birdie, which was a very different look. Because there's story stuff in this game where they, where everyone, whenever anyone sees Birdie, they're like, hey, you look really familiar, but, like, you're huge now. So then is it Street Fighter 1, Alpha 1, 2, 3, Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 4, Street Fighter 5, Street Fighter 3? I guess it would have to be, right? And then when they became World Warriors, all the fucking weird characters from the Alpha games just kind of left. And that's, yes, of course, Street Fighter 2010, which someday we'll get there. I don't know how I feel about Street Fighter 3 being the Tokyo Drift of the Street Fighter universe. Because Tokyo Drift is one of my favorites, and Street Fighter 3 is kind of one of my least favorites. Like, Oro shows up in the story real quick in this game. Like, you can see them doing it. You can see them doing it just like you could in the fucking Fast and Furious movies. You see them start to hint at the events and things of Street Fighter 3 more and more. I mean, like, all the Nicali stuff just seems like it's the start of heading in that direction to me. I wonder how much of the story they think they have written out in terms of just, like, how they get from, how they get to the events of Street Fighter 3. Like, all the stuff about fucking the doll projects, Shadaloo and the SIN scientists and all this fucking horseshit seems, like, so loose and so not tied together, which is, you know, appropriate for a fighting game, really. But I wonder if there is some book somewhere that's like, you know, hey, internally, like, hey, here's what happened. Like, here are the actual story beats of the Street Fighter games in order. I mean, I guess they're not there yet. I mean, well, whatever. I guess they haven't put out the fucking story for Street Fighter V yet, right? Man, the stuff that's in there is a story now. Like, these little prologue things are so thin and so pointless. Like, they really are just prologues in most cases. Just like, here's three static images that set up why this character is here. At no point did it tell me what FANG stands for, because everyone just calls him Fong. But, like, where do they have Bison die? Is it, you know, will the story mode for Street Fighter V feature the death of Bison? Because he has to die for 3 to happen. Bison is the Han of this situation. Eventually, fucking, you have to see Bison's car roll and fucking catch on fire and blow up. And then at some point, they need to make a game that shows that sequence again, but it pulls out and Gil is standing there. Is that actually what the Bison... Sorry, I'm driving. I can't really look over frequently, but... Is that canonical, the doll project? Like, the whole thing with Bison and Cammy and all that? Like, that they're trying to make new Bison bodies? Is that really what they're doing? Because, yeah, that is amazing. Assassins and spare bodies. Well, maybe what is it? The pretty ladies, the assassins, and then is there another vat of Bison-esque bodies? Well, that's good because, you know, at some point, like, when they get on the other side of the events of Street Fighter 3, like, they just need to have a game that is, like, Revenge of Bison, right? It needs to be just like, oh, Bison's back in a new body. Was Seth one of the Bison bodies?
So then are the events of Street Fighter 2 an actual tournament? And then everything else around that is just fucking chaos and fucking nonsense? Because, you know, Gorbachev was pretty fucking psyched at the end of Street Fighter 2. I mean, because canonically Zangief won that one, right? I mean, and 4 is another tournament? Okay, yeah. I guess Street Fighter 1 was probably a tournament also. Where's fucking Retsu or whatever? Fucking. Where's Eagle? What about the Street Fighter Expanded Universe? When are they going to include G.I. Joe characters and all of Arika's fucking EX fighters? And Cobra from Mortal Kombat. All the characters from the fucking every single Versus game just come home to roost, and they're like, no, fuck you. We're gonna be in a real Street Fighter game now. It's like, no, you're the Tatsunoko guys. Like, no, fuck you. We want Bison dollars as well. Fucking Sawada shows up. Where the fuck is Captain Sawada? Think about it, then, like, canonically and lore-wise, it doesn't make sense for them to make an Alpha 4. Because they've filled in those gaps. Like, they've connected that storyline, right? They connected at the end of 3 up to the beginning of 2 where they needed to, and put everyone's motivations in place. Charlie gets his. Charlie kind of get his in the endings of, like, multiple Alpha games, and they just, like, set that up over and over again. It's like, no, just in case. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Where does Cyberbots fit in? Does that take place after Street Fighter 2010? When Cyber Akuma got in his fucking robot? Man, fucking cyberbots, right? Shit.
All right, cyberbots.
I think I have a Saturn copy of Cyberbots. Was Akuma only in the home versions of Cyberbots, maybe? I forget. I like this remix, but I don't know that Pete Rock's verse actually adds anything to it.
Jump, 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 jump
Ooh, I hope this city is fucking recovered from all the fucking Super Bowl bullshit. It must have by now, right? It must be back to normal. This normal level of bullshit. As Versus by DJs go, it's not the worst, but I don't know that it really adds anything. Nasty right now. What is he doing? What do the other songs on Freak Nasty's album sound like?
Let me see. You might get a little more. another Clinton scandal surfaces.
Hey, Jack. What up, Bill? How you doing, homie? Bill Clinton.
What's up, Bill? What's up with that DC smoke? You got some DC smoke?
Oh, man. Now, let me tell you, this shit will rip the top of your head right off.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, you call me right in the middle of some shit. I'm gonna call me back, man.
I'll call you back, you know that.
Hey, tell Hillary, give me a call.
Backspin, baby.
Where did he get the money to record this? You know, press it up. Like, is that... The mere idea of new music by 50 Cent is, for some reason, totally preposterous to me. Like, what? No, why? No, what? You're not... He's gonna keep making... Alright, I mean, I guess I can't really think of a reason why he shouldn't. But other than the part where it's like, like he had his time and then spent too much time away or something? Was he making movies? I don't know what the fuck is going on. But it just... I feel like everything I've heard from him over the last, like, year or whatever is he's been trying to get an album off the ground or whatever the fuck's been going on. Putting out singles that no one cares about. Or I assume no one cares about. I don't know. They all just sound like responses to whatever is hot at the time. You know, like, just this real kind of like, well, let's try this. This seems, this might work.
You're listening to Shade 45.
Like, to me, 50 Cent's whole appeal was laid out in full on How to Rob. Like, that was it. It's like, oh, okay, I want to hear 50 Cent talk about robbing other rappers. And then, like, an album after that. That's not necessarily about that, but... You know, this stuff is well produced, and you know he has been shot a lot, and okay, but man, it's like, what is 50 Cent's muse now that he just gets all his beef out on Twitter? Now that mixtapes are not happening the same way that they used to, and that he's not, you know. Twitter fingers, indeed. Oh, yeah. You know, well, whatever, 50 Cent had a career that lasted longer than that album, than, you know, like, he made his fucking Vitamin Water money and then put out a track where he thought it was ridiculous that he was fucking selling fucking, that he was making all this money off this fucking bullshit product, like, the idea that he would compare it to bottling up quarter water. I think that's fucking... That's a great line. And a great way to, like, fucking reference that you made a whole bunch of money on some dumb shit. But... I feel like I Get Money is maybe the last 50 Cent track that I would still... Like, the most recent 50 Cent track I would probably still, like, want to listen to occasionally. But I was, I don't know, I was never, like, some fucking huge 50 Cent fan anyway. I thought he had his time and, you know, he put out some good stuff and had the right people and, you know, but then, like... Then you started hearing more and more like Tony Yayo, and you're like, oh, 50 Cent's friends are not interesting. I was never a big Lloyd Banks fan.
Olivia.
Yeah, no. It's one of those things where the game was right to get out when he did. I think even when Game first got signed and, you know, had all these fucking mixtapes out, and you're like, man, this dude has got something for real. And then when they were like, oh, the game's in G-Unit now. Like, what? No. What? Come on. He's not from the same part of the country. He doesn't know, you know, there's no... That doesn't make any sense at all. Like, from a marketing perspective, like, anything about that. So, And Gabe is, you know, whatever. Gabe did his thing. You know, it's... I don't think his entire career has been on the level of that first album. First two albums, maybe, that he put out, but... You know, if they had fucking kept it together, maybe Gabe would have been in Blood on the Sand, and that would have been something. He would have had some fun things to say if you pushed the curse button, I'm sure. Back in this tunnel.
That woman was wearing a like a black tank top in kind of half-assed lettering, just kind of just some standard-ass white letters in all capitals, just said, "Let's binge watch something." A word? A word bus? You want in the middle lane here? A word bus? You just want to take up two lanes? I'll grant you that they're kind of narrow lanes. But all these other buses are in one lane. Alley, the normal way, the legal way. Let's see if my garage door opener still works. Should be some subtle way, like, oh, by the way, while you were gone, we cleaned out your desk. Still get to park. All right, we're gonna go record a podcast, I guess. Do some other stuff. See you later.